Mission Network News 2-Minute Version, Tuesday, July 6th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Peter Brooks with Mission Network News. The ruling party in India has ousted four state governors appointed by the previous government. That's angered the radical Hindu party known as the BJP. However, OMS International's Ezra Sargunum doesn't expect the current government to bow to their pressure. He explains why.
The prime minister in charge is from a minority community, a Sikh. The president of the country is a Muslim. The lady who presided over this whole change that has come to effect is some kind of a Catholic Christian.
Next, the World Bible Translation Center's Big Six Scripture translations are ready to go. The easy-to-read English, Chinese, Russian, and Hindi Bibles, and their Spanish and Arabic New Testaments, can be read and understood by an estimated 2.5 billion people, almost 40% of the world's population. With tools like this in hand, evangelists are able to move forward like never before to respond to the need for easy-to-understand scriptures among a burgeoning world population. And a perfect summer camp includes play and new things to do and learn. For those attending Christian camps this summer, they'll do that while learning about themselves and what they believe in. American Missionary Fellowship's Ed Henderson says the potential for reaching kids for Christ is huge.
We'll host somewhere around 250 camping weeks this summer, all age groups, in about 29 states. We'll see 15 to 20,000 kids, and we'll have a chance to share the truth and the Word of God with them. Last year, we saw 1,000 statements of faith.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the compelling video on AIDS orphans in Africa by Buckner Orphan Care International, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's an inspirational video about Buckner's work with AIDS orphans and their efforts to share the gospel with them. It's also available on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.